Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What song is that called?
In the... Sickness! Down with Sickness!
Yeah.
Oh my God, thank you.
Hey! Oh,
that really would have destroyed me if I didn't remember that.
I know. I saw you get. I was about to play the song and be like, did we just inadvertently do an intro where we talk about Down with the Sickness?
Yeah. Are you down with invisible illnesses?
No, I can't do it. I am not.
I'd try it, but I think it might hurt. Boom! Intro done. Let's go.
Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds.
Hi.
Ooh, who's that over there? Who's that I see? I spy Lauren El Manzano. What's up, Lauren?
Hi, guys. I love how now I'm like a guest on my own podcast.
I know,
now.
Right? It's so weird.
I promise, God, like, it's not on purpose.
No, no,
I just live so damn far away.
So far.
And
I'm so...
Joe won't come to me. So.
I'm so happy.
He's never come to me.
It's because I fear you. Mm-hmm. At least here, I'm like, all right, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go in my own home, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, I'm so thankful that you're here in person, and I can hardly see you because you're wasting away, Lauren El Manzano. Mm-hmm. Eat some food, woman.
I am. So, guys, we have a cool show today. Today, we are actually talking, like, on topic, on trend. I'm so proud. So, today, I know, what a concept. Thanks, Felice. She's the one that keeps us on track. So, yeah, today, we're actually going to be talking about a really cool subject. One, Hawkeye, right? I love it. Also, let's talk about, like, sometimes it's too much Marvel, too much.
What? Is that even a thing?
That is so a thing. And then we're also going to be talking about invisible illnesses and representation of invisible illnesses, guys. Like, this is amazing. We are getting representation. We've been talking about it since the inception of the Neuro Nerds.
Yes, we have.
Of, like, where we can find representation of us, whether it's a stroke, a concussion.
We're everywhere now.
Anxiety, mental illness, deafness, blindness. And now we're getting superheroes with it, or we always had them, but now they're, like, to the normies, to the mainstream. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Boom! I love that. Actually, you know what? Yeah, I'm really happy that we are being represented in our community a lot better than we ever have, you know?
Well, not just our community. We're being represented to the greater
community,
mainstream audience outside of our community. Because I think we're pretty, like, within our own damn communities, we represent ourselves.
We are rock stars up over here.
Okay, I'm not talking about me and Joe personally. He's talking about us, but I'm talking about, like, us as the royal us, right? Like,
yes.
All of us collectively, we are now coming together and we are chatting and talking about, like, how we represent ourselves and who we are and what is a stroke of survivor. You know, it's no longer someone in what we say in Spanish, which is the tercer edad, which is the third part of the life, which is like the end of the life.
Sí.
Yes. but, you know, it can be someone Joe's age. It can be a kid. It can be a baby. You can.
Wild. It can be someone in utero, which is insane.
So, like, again, we've always had some sort of representation in our very small but growing community, unfortunately growing. But now we're getting more and more mainstream representation in TV shows and film. A lot of actors with invisible illnesses, or sometimes not so invisible illnesses, are now starting to get representation as well and hired for these gigs.
Yes.
And productions.
Yes.
But on top of that, now we have some of the biggest juggernauts in our pop culture lexicon, zeitgeist, whatever the term is. And now we're getting actual heroes with issues. Yay!
Right. And there is no bigger juggernaut than Marvel right now. They are entertainment.
Yeah, because it's Disney.
Yeah.
Disney. And honestly,
the mouse.
Joe does not support my
nope.
me when I say, honestly, it's a little much. It's a lot. I can't keep up.
I
stopped after Falcon and Winter Soldier. I can't. Hey, I saw Loki. I'm like, I can't.
I go deeper.
It's too much.
I go deeper. You say it's too much. I say it's not enough. I say
every month there's a new thing.
At the beginning, when they first started putting this together, they're like, oh, it's all connected. And then it wasn't really, it was vaguely connected. Speaking of Loki, that helped bring it all together with the branch timelines.
I still have issues with that because that is some bullshit backwards. Like, let me fix my homework and the plot holes after the fact.
Hey,
no,
it works. It works.
No, that's lazy writing.
Hey, you know, there's a god. There's like a living robot. There's a dude with a bow and arrow. None of this shit makes any sense. Sometimes you got to suspend. You can't pick it apart that deeply. So I'm 100%.
Yes, you can.
Actually, we can. And we do.
I do.
So I'm a fan of it's all connected, right? So now it is all connected.
I'm so done with cinematic universes.
Love it.
Honestly, like, there is no originality.
I'm done with every other cinematic universe except for Marvel. Marvel, I'm on board.
I don't know why.
I'm on Team Marvel.
I'm kind of so tired. I have fatigue is what it is. Mm-hmm. I have fatigue. I have Marvel fatigue.
Oh, or do you have fatigue? Like, is it anything like a neuro fatigue that we get after a brain injury, which is what we call an invisible ailment? You see that, Simon?
He grasping for straws. Guys.
I know, it's pretty good. I took the scenic route, right? But I got there. Right? I didn't take Waze. I winged it. And I think
we
I
are
got
not
there.
Sponsored by Waze, by the way.
So, you know, you said something interesting that, like, in our community, like, we're very, like, well represented with each other. Which I truly believe that we have such a powerful group of brain injury survivors in our community that our conversations and our advocacy has actually led to what's happening in pop culture right now.
I'm sorry, are we taking credit for all this?
I say myself and Lauren Almanzano, we are the ringleaders of change, right? The neuro nerds. We are here to change. There it is. Instead of we're here to help, we're here to change.
And have we seen a dollar? From the juggernaut that is, you know who I would think would have a brain injury and who doesn't, but again, it's probably the helmet, is freaking Juggernaut.
Yeah, he does have that powerful helmet. Now, the helmet, I wouldn't necessarily think it would stop him from, like, hurting his brain. It definitely keeps Professor X out. I also had an issue with that.
I'm the juggernaut.
Can Professor X not get through his eyes?
Don't you know who I am?
Or his mouth?
Right? Why is it just the actual top of the head? Like, that doesn't make sense.
You know what's really funny?
We digress.
Yeah, you know what's really funny? I just talked about, we can't dissect these things. And now I'm talking about a psychic not being able to penetrate a helmet that doesn't cover your eyes or mouth.
Right.
Just saying. What? Just saying. But yeah, the juggernaut definitely has an invisible ailment.
Oh, God. Well, so if we think about the juggernaut, that is Marvel, mm-hmm. right? So I think we talked about this a year or two ago. I really can't remember when we were talking about the revolution or the evolution, I would say, of like the leading hero. So that was Batman. That was Iron Man. And how that storyline has changed. So if anyone remembers like 90s era Iron Man or some of the older comics, you know that Tony Stark, he didn't necessarily suffer for PTSD. Mm-mm. He was an alcoholic.
Yes.
Right. So that was like at the turn of like the grim dark superhero, and the way they did grim dark was alcoholism, abuse, PTSD. So when we had a new generation, when they were rebooting Iron Man with Robert Downey Jr., they sent him instead to Afghanistan, right? Again, what was happening at that time? War, right? We had a lot of our soldiers coming back.
Right.
And we've had a huge epidemic of untreated PTSD in much of our returning veterans and soldiers. But it also, so what they did is to make Tony Stark far more relatable. It was no longer alcoholism. Like, that's no longer the sexy ailment.
It wasn't the in thing.
Yeah, it wasn't the in thing. The trendy thing was PTSD. and which did indeed make him far more relatable.
It did.
And for as much as people didn't like Iron Man 3, that was a big representation of mental illness. And people
hated it.
Because you related too much to it.
No, I did. So I really did not like so many things about Iron Man 3.
Mm-hmm.
The way they captured PTSD in Iron Man, it kind of shook me.
Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerds.
Yep. Like, it really affected me. I didn't like the movie at all, but that portrayal was brilliant.
Right. So Robert Downey Jr., A+ acting, right? But it's the idea of, okay, shifting with the times and what do we do? So we got an amazing Iron Man, you know, hero, which, by the way, he wasn't always like the cool hero either.
No, he was like the drunk uncle.
Yeah. So now we have him, you know, suffering and processing, going to therapy of PTSD on the big screen, yeah. Right? Then what else did we get if you think about the main Avengers, right? You have Bruce Banner dealing with abuse, experimentation,
yeah.
PTSD, anger.
Anger issues, right?
Lots
for
of anger
sure.
Injury. Then you have Steve Rogers. Russo's destroyed Steve Rogers. I'm still stuck on that. But the original one, Man Out of Time, again, dealing PTSD. He's right. A return. He literally had just died in World War II and then shows up, right, into a new war against the Chitauri, right? Literally, there was no break. He woke up.
There wasn't. He was. Well, also, on top of the fact that, like, he's dealing with PTSD from war as well, he's also dealing with the PTSD, like a lot of us deal with, after a brain injury. We feel like we're in a brand new world.
Right. And also,
he actually came into a brand new world to him.
Well, also, what else did he have? He had Peggy. He knew Peggy was dead. Bucky died in front of him. And as many people argue that when he put the Valkyrie into the snow, that was a suicide attempt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's dark. But
yeah,
it kind of makes sense, right? Too.
So who else did we have in the main Avengers cast? Then you have Natasha, who, again, brainwashing, just like Bucky,
abuse.
Conditioning, abuse, all that fun stuff.
Oh, my God. God. I had it when my therapist left me. Damn it.
Abandonment issues. Right?
Yes. All the hot topics. Yeah. All the good stuff.
And again, depending on which, if you follow the MCU or if you follow the comic books with Natasha, she was a version of a super soldier born in the early 1900s. Another person out of time and unable to relate with the world around her. Sounds familiar. And then who do I have left?
Well, they have Thor. Thor was dealing with the family issues.
Right. And, you know, everything
loss.
Being pulled out from under him. Identity issues. But it brings us to everyone's favorite generic human Archer representation in the movies, because I think in the comic books and the cartoons, he was a lot more fun.
So dope.
No shade at Jeremy Renner. I think he's an amazing actor. Yeah. I love Jeremy Renner. But Hawkeye. And that brings us straight into today's topic.
Yeah, they haven't really given him a lot to work with. And I think
not in the movies.
They understood that, like, he's such a lovable character and people really related to him because he's just a dude. Right now, Robert Downey Jr. Is a dude. Yes, super rich guy. Right, Bruce Banner, just a guy. Yeah, but he turns into a big giant green rage monster. Natasha is basically a kind of a super soldier, right?
Yeah. Assassin soldier.
He's just a dude.
And that's
all he is.
That's the thing, is he is kind of a person, right? Especially in the comic books, or not the comic books, the movies. He's just a rando human.
He's just Clint.
Yeah, he's just Clint.
They don't even call him Hawkeye.
He's
just Clint.
He's just, well, they do. They call him, in Thor, he's called Hawkeye.
Yeah, they end the hawk up in his nest.
Which was cool. But for the longest time, I was missing the Clint from the comic books and the cartoons, who wore purple, was clumsy as fuck in his normal day-to-day life, had an insane unhealthy obsession with caffeine and pizza, and had a blind or one-eyed golden retriever called Pizza Dog, a.k.a. Lucky.
Oh, no puppy.
And what are we getting now, guys? What is now currently available on the networks?
Oh, my gosh. Hawkeye. Okay. Hawkeye, brilliant. This is kind of Christmas time. We're in, like, winter. We're in winter. It's like 90 degrees outside.
I feel like this is like the Die Hard, but like the TV show.
For sure.
It is the new holiday movie.
It hits all the points. It has, like, the music is brilliant, the visuals are it's New York, it's a regular dude, There's other regular dudes trying to kill him. Like, it's really, really beautiful what they've done so far with Hawkeye. I love the family aspect to it, the PTSD aspect to it, the invisible illnesses, the invisible disabilities that he's starting to come up with. Spoiler alert, Hawkeye's going deaf.
Yes, and the differences in the comic books and the cartoons, depending on which one, what you subscribe to, Clint was either born deaf, right. I think in some of them, but other ones was he developed deafness early on. Some of it was like abuse from, I think it was his dad or something, or something that happened in, because he was a carny. He worked at, in a circus.
He was like Robin.
Yeah, kind of, but without a family. He had a brother, his older brother, Barney, and I think he was in the circus with him. And
not
then,
the big purple dinosaur.
No, to be not confused. The dinosaur. So in a lot of the TV shows and the comic books, Clint was actively deaf and wore hearing aids, or Tony designed certain hearing aids for him in the battle. So he spoke sign language. That's why he has Lucky. He has, like, Lucky's his dog, but it's also helped his dog. Pizza dog helped him.
His little pizza service dog.
Yeah, it's so cute, right? Basically, it's Stella.
Oh, my puppy with two eyes.
With Stella with two eyes, right? That was what we got early on in some of the other iterations of Clint. Now, again, this is where I have issues with Marvel, because they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to just make our own version of it. Oh, but now we're going to add this. How do we backtrack and fix this? So Clint in the MCU is going deaf from all his battles and stuff like that, which is true. You can lose your hearing, guys, from like if you shoot guns or you have explosions, extremely loud music in your AirPods.
If
like,
you
don't
blow
do
up
that.
A Chitauri ship next to you, it might cause some, you know, some deafness.
You know, or if you're like by Thor and Captain America playing with Stormbreaker and Mjolnir, like, yeah, and electricity, yeah, that's going to do it too.
I got to tell you, when Captain America takes his shirt off, there's a lot of electricity there. That could make anybody deaf.
I mean, that is. That's Chris Evans, y'all. That's the power of Chris Evans.
I am a big fan of the series so far. Like, it's only been two episodes. Some people have said, oh, it's a little boring. It's not. At least for me, I love it. It's the family aspect. It's the everyday man. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just the dude trying to do good without any superpowers. Mm-hmm. He's a little Jason Bourne-ish, which is cool.
Which he should be, because he's supposed to be a government assassin agent. So yes, he has. So when we say he's the everyman, he's the everyman and compared to actual superhumans and super soldiers and people with ridiculous amount of money and educate and like genius level inventions.
What's great is you understand it's like, oh, that's why he's an Avenger, right? He's a regular person. He doesn't have super soldier serum. He doesn't have PIM particles to make him larger or smaller. He doesn't have, you know, a gamma radiation to turn him into a giant rage monster. He isn't a billionaire. He isn't anything. He's literally just an average everyday dude.
Yeah. And if you didn't see the rest of the Avengers, you're like, oh, that's freaking badass. He's right there with Liam Neeson and Jason Bourne. Yes. Like, That's the level of Clint.
He actually replaced Jason Bourne for a movie.
I know, he
did. That didn't do very well.
No,
but
I know.
Still.
I know. But Jeremy Renner's doing better. Now he's getting the respect he deserves.
He's a good actor, too. He's a really, really good actor. I love his portrayal so far.
Spoiler alert.
And he does justice to a lot of different things. The first kind of scene
of
the Hawkeye series, like the first episode.
Spoiler alert.
He's watching Steve Rogers, the play, and they're kind of like singing and dancing. Watch the show, guys. Come on. Do it for me. Don't do it for me. Do it for Lauren.
Fast forward if you need to through this, because this is going to be a lot of spoilers.
Yeah. If you don't do it for me, do it for Lauren, because if not, she's going to kick you in the face.
Wow.
And the intro, like, he's watching. And remember, he has a lot of trauma from what happened to him and Natasha in Endgame.
Because in the show or in the film, Natasha was like his bestie.
Yeah.
Now, again, depending on which universe you follow, which comic books, they were lovers in one. They've always been besties.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. And there was a time, guys, where people were theorizing they were actually going to make Clint and Natasha be a thing. Because if you remember, I think it was in the first Avengers movie and in Winter Soldier, Natasha wore a necklace with an arrow.
The arrow. Yeah.
So everyone was like, oh, okay, maybe they're alleging the relationship between Natasha and Clint, which I thought would have been really cool, again, because they were ignoring that Natasha was a super soldier and they were ignoring that she had a relationship with Bucky. So I was like, okay, we're going to get at least a canon one. No. Then here comes Clint with his secret wife and secret kids on a farm. That was such a lazy out,
really,
by the way.
It was really weird. It was very abrupt.
Very random.
You know, I
have an issue with that still. There was a theory that was actually his sister-in-law, that was Barney's wife and kids. And so Clint was just taking care of his...
Oh, and then he started banging his sister-in-law?
No. So that's why, like, it wasn't supposed to be like that. As soon as we realized, like, they're making out and we're like, ew, no. But, like, some people were like, well, maybe that's what it should have been.
Right.
Right? So that way Natasha and Clint could still be a thing. But no.
Well, yeah, they didn't go into Clintasha.
That's actually the ship name.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I feel like an uber nerd genius because I just came up with that in my head.
No, you didn't.
In my head. I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, that's the
like,
thing.
I feel cool that like other people did that. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's what I would have named it. This is awesome. This is a victory for me.
Okay.
And instead of like Stucky and the Goats, it would be Clintasha with Lucky. It's brilliant.
Yeah, that was
the
thing.
They're like chilling on a farm. I don't know if they'd be on a farm.
No.
Maybe a forest?
No, an apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd think they would be like a house in the forest somewhere, right?
No.
A little bit like a...
Okay, we digress. Moving on. So why do we love this? So go ahead. So he's dealing with a lot of PTSD watching a play or a musical.
The scene, I didn't realize that within the first 10 minutes of Hawkeye, I was going to be in tears. And I held it together. It's been established. I'm a very emotional man. I cry like every day of my life. So he was watching and this is when you find out like he's going deaf because like the sound was really weird. He had an earpiece and turned it off. He was just watching like the actress that was playing Natasha in the play on stage. And he was just kind of like losing it. And I saw the look in his eyes and his demeanor and the way he kind of sunk into himself where I was like, oh, he's having a moment. He's having an episode. And I was like, I am very familiar with all of that. And I was like, oh, this is a lot.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Modus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at modusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Modus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury, like stroke, regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Modus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get into thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit modusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit modusnova.com/TheNeuroNerds to get started.
It was a really beautiful portrayal about what kind of happens to you when you're in one of those PTSD freakout moments. Not that he freaked out, because sometimes as crazy as the things are going on in your head, which is it's endgame. It's that final battle in our heads. But outside, it's just like, oh, it's rainbows and butterflies because you have to put up this front. So it was beautiful to see that, like, oh, wow, you felt everything that he was going through, despite the fact that he's at this play watching this thing, but he still had to hold it together because his kids were there. I loved what they did because it made me feel seen. I guess that's the best way to describe it.
Mm-hmm. Now, and one of the things about Clint, you know, with going deaf. So it's an invisible illness or an invisible disability in the sense of the way they're representing it. Again, he is a hero. He is a well-known, he's an Avenger, right? Yeah. He helped defeat Thanos. He is a badass. He was Ronin for 5 minutes. That got really weird.
Ooh, they go into some Ronin stuff.
Yeah, yeah. That got weird. Again, I don't know. I don't like how they're reconciling this because lazy rising, but whatever, I digress. But so here's this expectation of this individual, right? And also, I think we can all attest that Clint has taken some blows to the head. So not only is that causing...
Mostly from Natasha.
Yeah, so that, you know, it's not causing, you know, that's probably caused some of the hearing loss, but we know he's also had concussions, right? Also, think about the cognitive recalibration in the first Avengers movie. That was a whack to the fucking head.
That
okay.
was.
Right. And also think about like the power of the Mind Stone, right?
Right. What did that do to him?
Yeah. So rewiring the brain. But also, so there's this expectation, there's this front, there is this portrayal that we have, right? That many of us do. And we quote unquote look normal, right? But then for the differences with Clint, there is a teeny tiny visible indication something's not right, because the what they do in the show at least is he has in-ear hearing aids, right? So those are the very subtle, unobtrusive, usually not super noticeable hearing aids that go inside the inner ear. They don't go over the ear, right?
Right.
And so they're also supposed to be, you know, very low profile so you can get on with your day. And from what I know, my uncle has them. The inner ear ones, they work better because, you know, it goes directly to your ear with the technology. So most people looking at Clint aren't going to be expecting to see that or think that he has any sort of debilitation.
He's also an Avenger. They're like, oh, he's probably talking to Tony Stark. No, Tony Stark's dead. He's probably talking to Steve Rogers. Nope, Steve Rogers is gone. He's probably talking to
Peter.
He's probably Peter Parker.
And Peter's going to have issues now with No Way Home.
But I just thought it was really, really beautiful. And I love how more and more we're seeing our community represented, whatever it be, whether it be brain injury, you know, somebody with actual physical disabilities, mm-hmm. you know, whether it be a limp, somebody in a wheelchair, somebody who is deaf, who is blind. Oh, another spoiler alert. At the end of episode 2.
Spoiler.
We get our first look at a deaf superhero. Actually, I take it back. Anti-hero. The anti-hero, the assassin, Echo. Echo mm-hmm. is a deaf superhero, mm-hmm. right? So we get to see her. So I'm loving the fact that not only did they make a deaf, like bring a deaf character to life in the series, but they actually cast a deaf actress mm-hmm. to play Echo, which I just think is brilliant. I love that.
Well, and that's something they did also with Eternals.
Yes.
So again, we're getting more representation. And what's really cool is that they're actually hiring actors who have this disability to represent the community there, which I think is, again, really cool.
It's necessary.
But what's nice is we're now getting this like new range of superheroes, and maybe it's this idea of like the modern superhero, like that we lost the first set of the first phase, right? So like Steve's gone, Thor's not really present.
Yeah, he's just partying. Yeah, he's just space.
Or I know he's running. What do you call it?
New Asgard
with Valkyrie. You know, they're kind of going by the wayside. So they're bringing in the new generation, the younger, and these are more complex individuals, yeah. right? So we're having, what do you call it? We have Daredevil, right?
Yeah.
Blind, right? Then we're having Clint, because he's now mentoring Kate Bishop.
Right.
I am actually more excited to see Jeremy Renner on the show than I am the girl who's playing.
She's great. Kate. Hailee Steinfeld?
I know she's great. But I'm also like, I'm more interested in Clint than I am Kate Bishop. That's just my own thing.
No, I feel that. Yeah. I was initially because yeah. I was like, I really want to see more of Hawkeye. And everything that he's done has been brilliant.
Yeah.
Kate Bishop is kind of stealing the show. She's so good where I'm like, but I want more Hawkeye, but she's amazing. It's this great balance that they have right now. They're okay. spinning like so many plates and spinning them perfectly.
That's the other thing. Come on, guys. We don't need 5,000 storylines. Anyway, Lauren's got issues with this. I mean, I have issues in general. But yeah, so it's really nice to kind of see this new generation of complex, complicated heroes, not just black and white, not good and evil. It's more of the gray. And yeah. now it's also like people who have real issues, yeah. you know,
relatable issues, too. Yeah. You know, it can be triggering to some people, you know, because a lot of people who have these issues don't really confront them because it's frowned upon, to be honest. You know, it's not even frowned upon. It's just not understood by society. Right. Like having a brain injury is having an invisible ailment, we have invisible deficits. You know, Lauren and I, you look at us. You're like, oh, yeah, clearly you're the most normal. Well, normal's a word.
Oh, I was like, what? That's a 6-letter word.
Like, we don't look like we have brain injuries, right? It's like, oh, yeah, but you're fine. You know, I had a stroke. Yeah, but you're fine. Lauren, oh, I had this severe concussion. Yeah, but you're fine. They don't see the downside. They don't see the depression, the anxiety. They don't see the insomnia. They don't see the lack of appetite. They don't see the stress. They don't see any of this stuff.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for community and support? Well, the NeuroNerds are here to help. Join our hashtag YouSoRock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/YouSoRock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at joesorocks.com/YouSoRock. And submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
YouSoRock.
You know, and on social media, for the most part, we don't really post our fails. We don't really, even the people I'm doing, we're as authentic as we can possibly be. Are you really? You know, you're still choosing these things to put out, not literally, unless we're like the real world, which is all bullshit. But you know what I mean? Unless it's like 100% reality show and cameras are following you 24 hours a day. Nobody's ever really going to see what it's truly like except for us.
Well, and on top of that, for those of us that recover. Right. Because there is a recovery period. Right. Yeah. And then you move on and you can, you know, live the new life that you're at. Doesn't mean you escape the process right. that you went through or the scars that you may have, both physical and invisible. Many of us have both. And then it just adds a level of, I lovingly call it complication, with anything that you have going on in the future. So like if you're like Lauren and something happens and you hit your head again, the amount of anxiety and freak out that you have, or new levels of anxiety or new levels of PTSD, it's always like, hey, thanks, I know where that came from.
Right.
So even like if you've recovered from the initial injury, it's a lifelong thing.
Oh, always. It's never going away. It's just like meditation. It's a practice. It's something we're going to be dealing with the rest of our lives. It's crazy too, because we both have brain injuries. Anytime I have the slightest headache, I'm like, oh, is it happening again? I still do this 5 years later for me. And I'm still like, oh, is it going to happen again? It's that freak out. It's those nerves that pop up. But the one thing I'm really happy about is the fact that Lauren and I created this change in the world, right? I'm taking credit for it. Why not?
Nobody else
is standing up and saying they did it, so let's be the first.
I'll let him be the arrogance of us, guys.
Hey, arrogant or humble? Joe Borges, the most humble human being ever. Ever, Lauren. But I do think it's beautiful. I think all these conversations, they carry weight. They help us process these things out. It also, when we share these things, it helps other people see that they're not alone and it's possible to recover. You know, people with severe concussions, with the memory loss, with the fear, they see what you're doing and they're like, she can do it. That means I can do it. You know, we're almost giving people permission to be able to do these things. Now we're seeing it on the largest scale possible in Marvel movies and TV shows
and Disney. And so that's what's really cool, is more people are getting exposed to those stories, those possibilities, those people, and they are not hindered.
Right.
Right. Yeah. It's a limitation, whether it's visible or invisible, but people are doing things. They're heroes despite it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Or with it, working with it. So I think that's what's really cool about getting this shift into mainstream.
It's really, really, it's a beautiful thing. It's really nice to know that, again, the Neuro Nerds made all of this happen. This is us.
Okay, so before we start getting into anything deeper where we might get, you know, issues from it, I say, sir, we cut this invisible line.
And, boom!
And I don't even know how that works, but yeah.
That invisible, I didn't even see it, but I felt it. I felt it. I love the representation that we're having.
Yeah, it's about to go into a D&D reference, but I'm not going to, because this is nerdy enough.
Yeah. I love it. So on that invisible note, I will give out our socials right now. If you want to reach out to this amazing, tiny, beautiful ass-kicking woman, you can reach out to Lauren on Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. You can reach out to me at JoeSoRocks on all the socials. You can reach out to us, the Neuro Nerds. At the Neuro Nerds. Everywhere. All the socials. We're very kind people. Not only are the Neuro Nerds here to help, we're here to change the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the arrogant. And on that very arrogant note, that very visibly arrogant note.
Lauren's choosing to be invisible, guys.
These Neuro Nerds are out. Arrogant Joe, closing out that episode. That really was maybe one of the most arrogant things ever.
Yeah.
We changed. We did this. Thank you.
We inspired Marvel.
You're welcome. They should be thanking us, Marvel and Kevin Feige.
Neuro Nerds.
If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please consider leaving us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. Your reviews help us grow and reach more listeners like you.
Find us by searching for the Neuro Nerds on the Apple Podcast app today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.